Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Heather.
Hey, all three of us can be heard now. This is the Dancing with the Stars podcast, not the, hey, if you need tech questions, ask Jack.
Because we know not to ask you.
This is taking about, an hour to get ready.
About 50 minutes, give or take.
Anyway, it's one of those things. Yeah. It's one of those fun things we do. But that's what we do. We're here for fun.
Jack get upset, screaming, carrying on. Cussing, saying words I never heard of before.
Yeah, because I'm usually so easygoing, and
it reminds me of the holidays.
There's a river.
Remember those days, the holidays? Yeah, we put the tree.
Try and put the tree up. Took 3 hours.
3 hours later.
Hey, do we have that problem
this
now?
This thing does not make sense. You put a little tree trunk in there, tie it up, and she stand up perfectly. It's never perfect.
Never.
But if they just had the thing, the clamps.
Yeah, the clamps.
The clamps that go on there.
But then they had the clamps. It still didn't work. It doesn't work.
No, my billion-dollar idea. Okay. If they had the billion-dollar idea, it would be perfect. Right. But
it was our tradition.
Anyway, I apologize if the sound's off. I'm watching it right now. It looks like it's high, it's low, it's high, it's low. I give up. I can't figure out what's going on. Okay. My laptop almost was the first laptop to enter space because I've already thrown it out the window.
I don't think that's the case. I think other laptops have gone through space. People have thrown their laptops.
Really?
Sure.
So now we can't hear you.
Well, that's a good thing.
Anyway, this was the finale of Dancing with the Stars. We'll talk about who won at the end.
Exactly.
Because it's probably a spoiler for...
But I'm reading a lot of people. I was reading Instagram stuff, pictures like that. And I'm just like, people, just don't be upset with who wins or loses. Just go with the flow. And if you don't like the other person didn't win, that's okay. But don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
People are always going to be mean. Look at the election.
I know, but gosh, don't be mean.
People are haters. It's easier to be a hater than a lover.
A lover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like me, I just, hey, this is not working. It's okay.
Okay.
We're going to have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
We're going to be better and so that our grandchildren would not see that temper of yours.
Is he
here? It's so much fun,
is
though.
Is he here? Does he get to see it? No.
They need to understand it when they get older
because
they'll understand the stories that we can tell.
No, they'll understand the stories, but we want them to think, they don't know what they're talking about. My papa's not like that.
Yes.
My papa just goes with the flow.
Just goes lies. With the flow. Just even in his prime.
When he had energy.
Yes. Yeah, he's too old for this mess now.
I don't have the energy to get mad.
Technically, the old dad would actually throw the laptop.
Yeah, the old lab would have thrown the laptop. You're right. I think the last thing your dad did was...
She just...
He said the old lab with the laptop.
Now she's really loud laughing.
I said the old dad.
No, you said lab.
Anyway.
The old lab. With
I think your dad was done. I think Kayla was like maybe in her 19, early, maybe 20, and he was mad at her, and he was running up the stairs, and he lost his breath. And he said to stop. I think that's when Dad was dead. And then everybody started laughing because
I think he realized he couldn't do it anymore.
He couldn't do it anymore.
He didn't have the energy to get that angry.
He couldn't get that angry anymore. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Anyway.
Sorry. It's just
really
funny.
This isn't the Bash the Dad podcast. This is the Dancing with the Stars podcast.
But you know what? In life, you're supposed to listen to criticism and then make yourself feel better.
He's
and then
that
try
face.
To correct it.
He's making that face.
It's just when things aren't working and then people are trying to offer their advice.
I didn't say anything.
I was in the other room plucking the hairs of my mustache on my face. I don't know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's great.
That's
and
TMI.
I made my bed.
You're really loud. You're not loud. You're really loud.
That's your
you're
problem,
not, loud.
Not mine. You don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're the professional. You've been doing this longer than me.
Whatever it is, I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, you know what?
What?
Tomorrow is Black Friday. Oh, no,
no
I'm sorry. Thursday is
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, but Friday is Black Friday.
Get your days right.
If you like to shop, you can go on Amazon.com/JayandJack.
Amazon.com/JayandJack.
I think that's what it is. But just go to JayandJack.com and bookmark our Amazon page.
Right.
And if you're going to shop on Amazon,
you're going to do it.
We get a portion of what you like.
It doesn't cost you more.
No.
It doesn't cost you more.
No.
You get a portion. You want to help out Jay and Jack. Maybe you don't want to do other things. It's a great way to do it. You're already buying.
Yeah.
And a couple change things.
And just think, you get this great sounding podcast.
Yes.
Because.
And then my suggestion to you, if you want something, you know, you and your husband talking about, but you kind of put on the back burner. He's kind of into it, not really into it, but you know, you probably would get him to eventually go with the
flow. Are you an info commercial?
No, I just want to say that. Give him a couple drinks. Couple drinks.
Yeah.
Let him take a nap.
Yeah.
But during the couple drinks, get him then if he's like my husband, where he's happy when he's drunk, and
if you're happy, clap your hands.
For upstairs on Amazon.
Well, at least
deal,
you're still not getting the double oven.
No, I'm not getting the double oven.
Yeah, see, so it's not
talked her out of that.
But go to jayandjack.com, bookmark Amazon, or you can another
you
way
sure
you
it's a bookmark. You sure
it's bookmark. Yes.
Okay. You know what you're talking about. You sure.
I know exactly
guys,
what I'm talking about.
I would
about.
Make sure about this because it's
on Google Chrome. You can bookmark.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go to bookmark. Just go to jayandjack.com. Bookmark the Amazon thing, and
there's some great deals on there. Right
yeah,
now.
And so it's just like crazy. And Amazon is the best way to shop.
Yes.
Let's just say it right there.
Okay.
Also, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/jayandjack, and you can help us there. It's a little button there. Also says patron. I want to become a patron. And all the special things we have going on. And we're so close to 1,000 that is going to have the crossover broadcast Married Man Show live, which should be a disaster. If you if you could be included in the private chats we have on Facebook going on, it's quite disturbing.
Okay.
But that's okay.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. All right. So we have Dancing with the Stars going on here.
So they did two dances on Monday night.
Two dances.
We were a little bit, because we thought we had to do it all on Monday. We realized it wasn't. It was Monday, Tuesday.
Well, they had to have the finale show, which.
The fluff.
The fluff finale show, which is, it was, if you're a, if you like dancing, I think that's a good show to watch because there was a lot of dancing.
Yeah, but you know what I loved about it too? I know it was a lot of fluff and I probably fast forward for a lot of the stuff. But what I also got taken away from it is joy because they were all so much fun on it. Like you got
yeah.
to see clips, you got to see people laughing, you saw the. When they did the dancing of the guys, and that was the next day, you saw them still dance. You just saw the on the set. I'm not saying it's all fun and games, but it just looked like they were having a good time for those 2 days, and it's nice
like,
to see joy.
Like this cast liked each other.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I also like the Macy. Did you watch the Macy dance skit they did?
Yeah,
on the TV
I love that. Oh, that was
like,
yes.
They were like in
yes.
in the
yeah.
world and out the world.
Yeah,
that was pretty.
That
cool.
That was well done. Did Mandy Moore choreograph that?
Yeah,
too?
she choreographed all.
Is that
all.
A singer?
No,
it's
just
it.
The name.
Okay, she's the same.
So
name.
So it's not
yeah.
the girl that's on.
So your dad
the,
and I keep asking.
No,
okay,
no.
I said, how does
she's
she do
talented
that? I said, how does she do that TV show? And
so your dad and I have been thinking this whole time. The
no,
Mandy
just,
on
just
this
the same.
Is
the same name.
Okay.
Well, then she can't have a SAG card because you can't have the same name.
No, you can. Is it a different spelling?
She might have been doing it longer than the other one, maybe.
No, Mandy Moore's been around forever.
She's a singer too.
Yeah, but this is the dancer. I mean, she's a little older.
It's probably a different SAG.
Television, movie, and television. I
don't
know.
They call
it
Mandy Moore.
But dance might have a different. Union then.
I don't.
Yeah, anyway.
We're crossing.
But
we're crossing
I think that was my favorite. I meant to ask you about that.
Yeah, that was,
I love
it. Just got
you
the
no,
Christmas
my favorite
spirit.
One was Rick Perry and
Vanilla Ice.
That was awesome.
Because we said before, if this, you looked at, when I first, Rick Perry.
Yeah, he was a weird choice.
This guy's going to be stiff. He's not going to be any fun.
But
he's going to be
awesome.
And yeah. he seems like he's a fun guy.
Yeah, he was a fun
excellent drummer too.
Well, excellent yeah. drummer. I know.
And when he threw the and Tom Bergeron was just cracking up cuz he didn't expect him to do it.
He threw the drums.
He's probably thinking the same thing where. That's Rick Perry.
When Andrews asked, so what's going on in New York? He said no comment.
Yeah, no comment. Sorry, can't talk about it. Belichick. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it was just I just enjoyed it the two nights. I really did. I watched because usually I do fast forward the fluff, but I liked it the second night because I enjoyed the behind the scenes stuff.
The
rehearsals. The rehearsals.
Are we keeping you up over there?
Sorry,
yeah,
it was just three.
All that stuff.
Well,
like
it
that.
Has been. It's like midnight now.
I know. Anyway, but it was a good. I loved it. It was a great show. The men, very nice. The dance
24
they did.
Magic.
Anyway, let's get to
end.
The dances that they did. Calvin and Lindsay doing the. Vietnamese waltz. What did you guys think of the dance? It was.
I liked it.
I mean, it was good, but I like him more in a smiley feel.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to show both sides. And he has. I think that was our week two or three, and they showed great improvement since then. I agree with the judges' scores, but I thought it showed he's most, in my opinion, most improved.
I would agree with you.
Dancer on that show.
All right,
I would definitely agree.
Well, carry on. An 8.
Because he lifted his foot.
He didn't. She did.
That's right.
But she lifted up a little bit.
Carrie Ann was a little snotty. She was a little upset. Wasn't she a little cranky?
In my opinion, she was being a Len. And Len was actually, at one point, the second dance, I think it was, another one was marked off points for the lift. And Len goes, if it's the intention of lifting, yeah, I see the points being taken off. But if it's just a little foot coming up, that's not a true lift. So how you take points off?
Right.
And everyone was just cheering around. I was like, that's so true. And it's coming from him to say that. Then obviously you're being too stiff.
Yeah, when Len's being the nice guy.
Exactly.
That's when you know you're being kind of harsh.
That's when Carrie Ann's like going, maybe I'm being too harsh.
Anyway.
And she started changing her scores.
But anyway, Carrie Ann 8, Len a 9, Julian a 9, and Bruno a 9. Next up, we have Jana and Gleb doing the tango. What do you guys think of this dance?
I liked it. It was good.
And you're just not a big Jana fan.
I'm not a Jana fan.
I figured it out, though. Because I realized last night, or that Monday night,
so
when I was watching.
To, the, to your mother's side.
No, I
you figure out she looks like Greeley from All
Greenlee.
My Children.
Greenlee.
Greenlee from All My
All
Children.
My Children. But it's just something, I mean, it's...
I figured that.
I think with the final four, because there are so many people that are wow. You have Calvin's strength. He's able
right.
to flip and do all
right,
this crazy
right,
stuff.
Right.
You have James' personality and all
right.
this...
Right, and then you have Lori.
The worst
and then
part
Lori's.
Was when Calvin spiked Lindsay because he had to score a touchdown.
But and they have Lori's power, just, but yes. she doesn't bring a lot to the table. So I think
right.
it's you're not really wowed by her.
I'm not wowed by her.
Wowed by her.
I mean, everybody makes such a big deal.
But she's not a bad dancer.
No, she's a great dancer.
She's okay,
but it's not
but I
at the
call
same.
Her great. She's
I think
okay.
No, she's good, but she's not at the same level as the other ones. So she's kind of like to me how what's her face? Girl from. House when she was the final
oh,
four.
Oh yeah, I agree with you.
That,
what was her
Candace,
name?
Candace Cameron.
Cameron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
She's
absolutely.
Same, like,
double
she,
C.
Yeah. She, you can tell she's improving. She's a good dancer, but
right.
she's not the same level
yes.
as. I think yeah. it was the same. Like, another couple athletes in that one too,
yeah.
and it wasn't
you're
the
right.
same level.
And now that
you
explained
that
it that way,
that she was going against three athletes hurt her.
I think so.
Well, I just think when you get down to the five and the four, you're just like, oh my gosh. And plus, you could see at the end when she knew she was going to get voted out. And she
right.
was just so gracious. Mary. I don't know if we were supposed to say that already. But anyway.
Spoiler alert, she gets
I,
voted out. She's
but,
doesn't, she
anyway, I just, you know, I appreciated that. But anyway.
Anyway, Carrie Ann an 8, Len a 9, Julianne a 9, and Bruno a 9. Next, we have Lori and Val doing the Paso Doble.
It was so
I
good.
Thought it was awesome.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, she was definitely bringing on her. She was definitely the stronger dancer down the stretch than James. And
she held. She was able to hold her own longer
yeah.
because I think it gets very tiring.
Yes,
this dancing.
Yeah,
especially towards the end, they're doing two or three
well,
different
she's,
dances.
She's 16,
and she's 16.
She's
a competitor.
Well, she's
Olympic competitor. Yeah, where you can't even stand in that
Olympics.
Yeah,
she's a gymnastic.
Right,
gymnastics.
Yeah,
gymnast. And she,
yeah, you can't even. I mean,
so she's in shape,
right? Absolutely. So I just think she was able to keep the momentum and her stamina longer than the other guys.
I was
were.
Saying when I was watching, I was like, you forget that she's 16 every time you watch her.
Yeah.
So you think she's like she's a lot older, just the way she carries herself and how well she performs, and then she goes back to her giggly stuff. Like,
yeah,
oh, that, yeah, you're 16.
Yeah. Would you want to see that?
You have a pimple.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yes.
Anyway, so they got Carrie Ann a 9.
I thought they were lowballing their
scores. I thought they were, too. I thought they deserved 10s across the
you
board.
Think maybe that they just didn't want to
outshine so much?
No, just maybe they don't want to, at this point, don't want to make the final,
I don't
make
know.
It more to the fans. Anyway, I don't know what the deal is. But Carrie Ann gave a 9. Lynn looked, it's a 10.
Yeah.
and then she was
a
so
ten
good.
From
goes, Lynn. Oh, so, welcome back, Lynn.
a 10
Julianne
from
a
9
Lynn. And Bruno
a 10.
Next up, we have James and Sharna doing the Foxtrot. I thought this was a great dance, except he did stumble on her
skirt again.
Again. Now, you think that maybe because they seem to be he seemed to be struggling down the stretch.
He did.
I think it was tiring,
but also
yeah.
remember he lost Sharna for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
and he never, even though he had that first week with
Jenna,
he did really well.
Yes,
that maybe.
They got out of sync a little bit,
sync,
like almost had to start over
and
again.
And her coming back from an injury that maybe she was. I mean, I thought it was a good dance up until he.
Yeah.
The
skirt was touching the ground though.
Right.
But I thought that would be figured out in dress rehearsals though.
You would assume so.
Yeah.
But maybe.
But I think what was happening down the stretch is Lori was picking up her game and
yeah.
James was kind of faltering. I think you guys. I didn't think about it. I think it was a stamina. I think
yeah, it's a lot because you hear about them always talking about it. You know, the ones that have been on it are fans.
But you know what else I was thinking? I just thought about it right now is like we were talking about Lori in the beginning of the season, how we're worried that she was going to peak too soon, and she did. She peaked really soon, and then
yeah.
like the fourth or fifth week
right.
she was struggling, but then she came back.
Right.
He's been exceptional throughout the whole entire thing. So
right.
Then he started losing it towards probably the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I think it's
so.
It, dang,
that
I think
really
it was the second week
messed him up
with the Jen.
Yeah.
Jenna,
yeah. Yeah, you hear them talk about it. Like they talk about
it's
their feet.
3 months.
They talk about how much, they're doing 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, day in and day out. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Especially
at
the finale. It's not even like two dances. It's probably
yeah.
like 3, 4, 5
yeah,
dances.
Yeah, because they do groups. They do all kinds.
Plus, not even physically, mentally.
Exactly.
Because you have to, you know, you said 7, 8 hours a day of something that's not normal for you.
Right.
It's not. It's not something you go out and you've done for years.
Right.
And then you have to. I got to remember this dance.
Right.
My foot has to go this
right.
way.
Right.
I think just it would be exhausting.
Because I can remember when I was Lori's age, and I wasn't even that kind of a competitor. Not even at the same level. I was like a basic skater, But I skated 3 or 4 hours in the morning, went to school, went to work, came home. I mean, went to the rink and skated for another 3 or 4 hours. So I can't even imagine. And I'm not even at the level, not even close to the level that they are at. So, I mean, that's a lot of work. And I just can't imagine doing 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And then I'm sure that's why probably Lori, she probably excelled in that environment, because when you're training for the Olympics, that's all you're doing.
Probably this is nothing.
Yeah.
Except mentally, probably.
Mentally, yeah.
The dancing. But
in front of the cameras and all that stuff
like that. I think she was also having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I think she was.
Not that James wasn't having fun. Not that Cal. They were all having fun.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, she was just so much younger and more energetic.
Yeah. I think it really helped her keep going.
But I thought they did a great job. But they got 9 from Carrie-Anne, 9 from Lynn, 9 from Bruno, and I'm sorry, 9 from Julianne. And 10 from Bruno, because he said he didn't see the stumble.
That was funny. I think James, Bruno has a little crush on James.
But James laughed. He laughed.
Yeah, he did.
He thought it was funny. Next up, we have Jana and Gleb doing their second one. It's a freestyle, which means they can do whatever they want.
I didn't really watch this one. I'm not a Jana fan, so I kind of fast forward through it.
You know, I do a podcast on Dance with Stars, so I figure it's my obligation to watch.
Okay, but I figure you two watched it. So
you guys said it wasn't that great.
I watched it. I think they're, like I said before, like they were trying to find a way to wow the audience.
Something
different that you haven't seen. I've never seen one do the scarf type thing and trying. So they're trying.
Almost dropped. He almost fell over.
Yeah, with her in his arms. So I mean, they're trying to find some kind of way.
Who said that that she knew she was probably on the bottom of the four?
Yeah, I did.
That she had to do something that wowed the like you're saying, wow the audience would kind of, let's put her in there, at least make top three.
It was well done, well choreographed, great idea, good music choice, you know, musicality, everything was good. I'm just not a fan of her, so I was just like,
All right, you're a hater. But she got 9s across the board.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Calvin and Lindsay up next.
Loved it.
I thought this was a fantastic
game. I loved it. Loved the walk thing.
I just couldn't imagine being thrown in the air like that.
I know,
that.
The way he threw her up, it was like she was a rag doll.
Because like, that spawn was, 7 feet? Because he's, 6'5"?
Yeah.
She
can't be weighs more than 100 or something. I mean, I don't think she weighs more than 100 pounds herself.
She's
so
being
he probably
tossed
just threw her like
there.
A football.
He chucked her. I was like, oh my God.
I just loved it. You just love the energy. I love the songs anyway.
And we said it 100 times. From where he was, to where he is now, it's like if he came back with an all-star thing.
I hope they do that.
I mean,
yeah, I do too.
You could bring him back. He could probably win it.
Yeah, he could.
It depends on who he's going against.
I always like him in this kind of atmosphere. I think he does so much better with a fun, you know, bouncy, jovial, smiley, happy-go-lucky thing. He doesn't do as well with the intimacy one because I think, you know, he's a decent, honorable guy. And I think
he's
not comfortable.
But
yeah.
Was this the one where his son came in?
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I just thought it was because he's.
It was the same day.
No, it was Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday his son came in. That's right.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you're right.
My days
are right.
Messed up.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Anyway.
What do you want from me?
Look, I'm doing. But I thought it was cute when his son came. Yeah. He hadn't seen him, and you know, he was trying not to cry because he's a man.
Yes.
Well, he was like covering his eyes, and he like turned away from the camera. It was a sweet moment.
But he got 10s across the board, and I thought it was
well-deserved.
Agreed.
Well, absolutely agreed.
Doing a good job, Calvin.
Yeah.
Come sign with the Chargers. Next up, we have Lori and Val doing freestyle.
And loved it.
I think this is where she won it.
Oh,
I think
God,
so
yeah.
Too. It was so happy.
I think it just appealed to it just appealed to the younger audience because it was you see her face. She's happy.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of the dance stuff she was doing looked like gymnastic moves. But still, she was happy. She's about that. They just look. They were happy, and all. It was a great day. I thought
when you watch behind the scenes the next day, there was a point in the routine where he's like, "Okay, halfway there." He was talking to her, and I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
So,
but I think that's where when I watched, I go, "Now I see why she." Because I saw the finale before I watched this. I go, "I can see why she won." I mean, she probably
spoiler.
It's the if you get the where the voters are going.
Yeah.
You can see why they'd go there. Yeah. She got 10s across the board. Next up, you have James and Sharna doing, and it was more of a classical.
Love this one. I thought this was good.
I thought it was a fantastic. It was their best dance he's
done. Out of all the four dances, my favorite one, top one. Even though I love Lori's and I love Calvin's, I thought this was just great because it really correlated with his life and everything.
I think this appealed more to the older audience than the younger audience.
Yeah, maybe.
I just throwing
it
out
there. Yeah, good point.
But I thought this was their best dance in 4 weeks,
yeah.
four episodes. It was just basically, it was back. He was, okay, I'm back, and he. he nailed it. And
what did you think, Heather?
No, I really liked it. It was just so
love the music,
inspirational, and just talk about his life and what he went through. Just, I mean, he said he didn't remember what happened. Like, it all blurred him. So can you imagine, like, having it happen to you and rewatching that?
Right.
And, like, I could have not been here.
Right.
Well, that happens. Right. We've heard that before. People are in automobile accidents and they don't remember what happened. They have no idea. But this was actually filmed.
Yes. Right.
So he unfortunately could watch it over and over again. But
I'm sure it was played a lot too.
Did the violin part remind you of a TV show?
TV show.
Uh huh. Then there's a broken glass. Do you remember it?
Broken glass.
Mm-hmm. Glass breaks right at a point in a part of the music. And at the beginning of that part, the way it was going on, reminded me of. I can't believe you don't know what TV show it is.
I'm drawing a blank.
West Wing, when Josh, when he was reliving his shot.
Oh, I thought you were, like, I was thinking the opening credits.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he was.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the West Wing, Josh gets
lame.
Shot.
Anyway, I was like, I couldn't remember the movie. Well, I've heard that music before, the violin, or it might be a cello. I can't remember.
I think it was a cello.
Anyway, I was like, where did I hear that? I can see the scene playing out. And I'm like, just now it dawned on me where it was West Wing. Sorry, people, I had to put that in because I don't win that often when Jack plays. What song, what character what movie. So I had to throw it out there.
Anyway, it's maybe because you're labbing thing.
Whatever.
Anyway, so I got tens across the board. So now.
Well deserved, too.
Well deserved. And we go to the elimination. Dun, 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 dun,
and that's
dun,
where
dun,
Jana
dun,
goes
dun,
home.
Jana goes. Well, once that you saw it was the last two were Sharna and James and Jana.
I think she probably knew at
that
point.
She knew. I mean, she could tell, like, okay, maybe it was Calvin. And Lindsay and her, okay, we may have a chance here, but I think once they saw that there was no.
Yeah, I think they said.
Not that Calvin and Lindsay didn't deserve it. I'm just thinking, because you can see how they finished. But she goes home. She actually got a little bit of time to speak.
Thankfully.
I thought was nice. But I thought she did a great job. I know a lot of people didn't like her, but she did a great job. And she said, she goes, yeah, you can tell how it was going. I go, I knew our time was up.
Right.
So. Anyway, she was happy.
Yeah, she was. I was glad she's got at least 30 seconds to speak.
Yes.
That's all I care about. Give the woman time to speak.
Yep.
All right, we do have a phone call.
Okay.
Get to that call.
Hey, everyone. This is Sarah calling about Dancing with the Stars, the finale. First of all, I did want to just kind of clarify from last week my comments about Jana. Okay, so I thought a lot about why I don't like Jana, and I think it comes down to this. She's just a little too whiny for me, a little too, like, cold in her personality. She doesn't have that warmth and charm that can draw a person in to kind of want to root for her. And then her dancing comes across as kind of stiff and technical, so it's just really hard to root for her. I think having Glove as her partner, who I don't know much about, and I don't have any kind of connection to him either, I think maybe also just added to that. They just weren't an interesting combination for me. That being said, of the four of them, she definitely was the one at the bottom of the four. So I was so glad to see Calvin and Lori and the other go through. anyway, I watched last night kind of in fast forward because it really was like a seriously overloaded show, and I was happy with the results. I really wanted Val to finally get that top spot. I think Lori did an amazing job. But it really was a good season. James and Sharna, they definitely put a good fight up, and I would have been happy to see James win. I think, for me personally, I think the men, because they have to kind of carry the dance a little bit differently than the women, it's hard for me to put the two together. I think it's unfortunate that there's not like a female champion and a male champion, just because they have to do totally different things when they dance. The men have to learn how to lead. They have to learn how to kind of carry the female partner. The women have to learn a whole different sort of thing with how they dance with the men who are leading them. So, but I do believe that James and Lori were the top two. I'm so glad that they made it there. And I'm glad that Lori won. I'm happiest maybe for Val, but Lori was amazing. So, okay, guys.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. And I think that's what – it's funny you were saying that reasonings why you weren't fond of Jana's dancing and the partner. That's the first thing when Heather came over today. She's like, I figured everything out. I figured out the reason why you're – and that's what it is. It's just there's not that warmth. You don't you're not brought into her dance and that kind of stuff.
Well, they don't show. I mean, Gleb's kind of reserved.
Yes.
She was sick, kind of reserved.
This is the first time Gleb has made it this far. Like, he has been on the show for a couple of years now. Like, he was on a while ago. I think he only made it to week one or two. Like, he hasn't gotten this far before.
So you think
you haven't developed his personality or know who he is. Yeah, you know who Val is. You know who Sean is. You know who Lindsay is.
But don't you think all those, like, the dancers, like, I was really watching their facial expressions, and you don't see that on Gleb the same way you feel like a Val or a Max or a... Or Shauna and Whitney is no,
Lindsay.
Even Whitney, they have that, you know, as a dancer, you have to show that expression and stuff like that too.
But I think what Heather's saying though, he's just starting out.
He basically is because he hasn't made this far. So this is his chance to really kind of show. Because if you think about it, not a lot of people like Val, not a lot of people like Max, those people for they first came out because they didn't know who they were.
Yeah, good point.
So it takes that celebrity to kind of bring them out a little bit.
Because Derek and Mary Lou had a really good personality. They even though they had some battles, but they got along. I mean, it's just, I never thought about that. You see how they're just, you know, Lori and Val. Ah!
Yeah. And then you have Sharna and James. They have great personalities. You have Lindsay and
Calvin.
It's that couple.
And Jana, even though it's not her dancing, you guys are saying. It's the fact that you're not connecting with her.
I'm not, I just don't connect with her. I just don't. There's nothing. Even though there's nothing, do a little bit more. But I just
wrong with her. But she I see what you guys are saying now. That she's not.
I just when I see her, I'm just like,
Is that personality?
She's a beautiful girl. I mean, she's a sweet girl. She's just beautiful. She's a great singer. All that stuff. But I just was like,
They both seem they're very reserved. And that's probably why they got along so well, because they're both very reserved and they probably keep their emotions a little more
intact
than others. But I mean, I think they were able. She was able to get her story out there.
Yeah,
and I think good for Gleb that he's able to get this far the first time. That's awesome.
I mean,
I'm not saying that to you. I'm just like, well, then maybe eventually if Gleb comes back next year, maybe he'll realize, you know what, I could be able to show myself a little better.
Right.
Because I think that's why Val and Derek and all these people have become more successful, because they've used this show to showcase who they are.
Yeah.
Well, it's like in anything in sports, who gets the who gets shown on TV, the one that's, you know, the guy that's look at me, the showman, you know, you look at Deion Sanders, who's made a career, who was a showman on the field, was a great athlete. I mean, fantastic player, but he's now on NFL Network. You know, he just has that personality. Well, I want to hear what Deion says. So maybe that's like you're saying, they've learned, I got to go beyond this, I got to have a personality. So people have to like me.
Yeah, of course. And I mean,
they're professional. They want to win.
Right.
But they're also going, all right, I got to do the next step.
Yes. And I think that's why I think the dancers have become more of a celebrity than the actual celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these celebrities, one or two that are like top ones. Yes, you know who they are. And then you get those other ones that are from like the 80s and 90s or whatever. But
what are you trying to say?
I'm saying
I know who those people are.
I know. But I'm saying the dancers have become so well known. I mean, they're winning Emmys.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They have shows all across the United States. They just are more popular now.
Yeah. And I do think it is harder for the male contestants to win than the women, because I think that, you know, the women, they're out center and out in front and they get to show all their charm and everything. And, you know, that's their job. And the guys in the background. And so I think it's harder for them to, you know, to really be able to show that side. Because you really see more women dancers than you see winning than you see guys. I mean, obviously, what's the guy last season won it? I can't remember his name. What happened last year, Erin?
Yeah, Niall.
Niall. Yeah. He won, and I think that was the first time in a while a guy won.
The guy from Alfonso.
Oh, that's right. But his personality was huge, though. I mean, he didn't even have to do much.
Plus, he was so well-liked.
He was. Prince. Yeah.
But he's a great dancer.
Yes. Yeah.
So that also helps. But I think I think we all agree now. I think I understand what everyone's saying. Thank you for the call, Sarah. All right, we do have our Facebook page. We'll go to this. Jessica says, Calvin's dance was my favorite, doing the walking on the treadmill. That was pretty
cool. I loved it.
I wish I could just run on it.
I agree, Jessica.
I really don't care who wins this time. I'd like James to win, but I'd be happy with any one of them winning. They all deserve to be there. Vicky says, the treadmill was super creative.
Yes.
And she says, all the dances tonight were great, though. My favorite among the freestyle dances was James and Lori's. And Lori James' dance was incredible, touching, and even made me tear up a little. I can't decide who I want to win more, James or Lori, but I'll be happy with either one of them winning. Joanna said, I wish there could be a tie. Both Lori and James have been fantastic in so many ways from the start. I bet on Lori winning only because the Olympic factor bringing in lots of fans.
I would agree.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But James' story is so compelling, it'll be fun to watch tonight. Dennis said, if there was a need for a tie, it's this season. Lori and James are both fantastic. Vicky said, I heartily agree. And then this guy named Jack said, with the final three being sports stars, my guess is none of them would want a tie.
Good point, Jack.
You're competitive.
Yeah, never thought of that.
Tie. Yeah. Who wants a tie? I don't need a trophy just for being there.
Right. But it was a good night. I mean, I liked it.
I'm just making fun of people.
I thought it was a good night. I thought all three of them, any one of them, I would have been happy to win. And then when I get down the two, I was going back and forth. You know, obviously, I'm a Val fan, so I wanted Lori to win.
I was excited.
But then
Val.
I knew that Sharna's never won, so I really wanted her to win. And I thought James was just, I really enjoyed him. So, I mean, I was disappointed, but I was like, I would have, either way, it didn't really matter. But I wanted James too.
Then Dennis said, this must have been after Calvin was eliminated. He said, let's ask Calvin again. If you want a tie. Jack said, and let's squeeze a few more commercials before we announce the winner.
Okay.
Because they went, to, and then they, you know, they got.
I know.
It just, okay.
I just keep you going.
The poor cameraman that slipped and fell on last night, too.
Is that what happened?
I hope he's okay. Yeah, because the thing was kind of slippery and he slipped and fell.
Oh.
Ran to him.
And they're all like.
It sounds like
and then
ice.
You know, it's live TV. yeah, you're up, you're down, you fall down.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should have, like, our listeners. So we should try to figure out, like, an all-star cast.
Okay.
So we got to think of, like, all the people that have been on the show and figure out, like, an all-star cast. Like, who we would want to see on there. Okay.
So we want to do this when?
We come back in March.
We come back in March?
We come back. So we just talk.
Well, we should come back early and remind people. Before they...
Yes.
Have an all-star.
We all vote to see who would actually like to see it again. So there's a couple of people I actually like
to
see.
I would like. I would see you, Heather. I would just come
about. Well, let's actually these ideas happen because my live show didn't work.
Yeah. So sorry. Dun, 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 dun. Vicky says I don't agree with Calvin's score on the fusion dance. I feel like he deserved eights or nines. I just didn't.
What?
It just didn't do much for me. So
I don't believe that.
I disagree.
I liked it. It was fun.
I thought it was great.
Claudia says I'm pretty sure the only paddle. The judge had was a 10 tonight. Because I know, right. And Clay says, tonight's finale was one of the best I've seen recently. There was filler, but it didn't really feel like a two-hour show. So pleased on how it turned out. I really liked all three. Also, it's nice how Lori is joining the tour like Alfonso did. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
the Dance with Star Tour.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Well, and again, I think it was a good finale. It was because I usually don't watch it all the way through, but I did watch it last night. And like I said, just the energy, people were having fun.
So festive.
It was just a lot of fun. It was a nice atmosphere.
It's a lot of filler, but it's fun.
Well, I said if you like the dancing part, it's fun. And I think the whole thing down there, and then this cameraman falling just brought action to it.
Okay.
Let's see. Susan said I like the behind the scenes stuff, but the whole episode could have been done in about an hour. They stretch it way. It's stretched out too much.
Okay.
It was because it started at 9 and some people have to go to bed early. So
like someone like Heather sitting in the room.
So like I was like,
Or you'd be like me who's old and can't go to sleep till like maybe 3 or 4 if she's lucky.
Oof.
Old people.
I know.
Randy said they never leave enough time at the end. Always rush the post interviews.
See? That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said you eliminate the fluff.
Right.
Just
well, not
one.
All the
just
fluff, like one.
Just take one away.
Have 5 minutes to say
true.
Hey, welcome to the take a bow.
Because
here.
They're not able to speak.
Nope.
No speaking.
Carrie Ann says, I was very happy with Val and Lori, but I would have been happy with James and Calvin or Calvin. Really like Sharna, and it would have been nice for her to get a win. Overall,
exactly.
This is my favorite season, although I admit I've only watched about five or so, but I've never been to the point where I'd be happy with all the three finales.
I'm with you.
I agree. It's probably the best season because it was so genuine and just enjoyable to watch.
Yes.
Sarah said, too late to call in. Already on Thanksgiving break, forgot to call this morning. Jack said, no, we're recording about an hour. Actually, it was with all the problems, it was 2 hours. So you had plenty of time to call in. Angela said, I'm so sad. I can't say anything bad about Lori and James. But James deserved a mirror ball. I'll say my thing in a second. And we're going to have Heather read this last one because I can't see the print.
Because you're old.
We can't find my glasses.
All right, so Jessica said, I'm happy with the winner. I was slightly hoping that James would win, but I'm very happy for Lori. She did a great job all season and deserved to win. I enjoyed all three of the last dances and thought they all deserved to be there. One thing I did not like about the show was doing the results outside with them having the slippery floor. We didn't get to see Max run out and jump all over his brother like Val did when Max won a few seasons ago. Other than that, this was a great season. I liked almost everything. I liked almost everyone that competed, like the Glatfelter ladies, Jana did kind of annoy me. Not sure why, but everyone that was there was glad to be there and then try their hardest to learn, even Rick Perry. Thank you for doing the podcast again. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I know some make fun of Jack for, but many on this board appreciate you taking the time to podcast about Dance with the Stars. And then Sarah commented how she explained about why Janet leaves us cold. And then Angela said, looking forward to hearing it. I feel it, but haven't been able to put into words, which we just found out how to put it into words.
Yeah, Sarah did a great job. Thank you, Sarah.
I enjoyed it. I don't care if people make fun of me. I enjoyed doing the podcast. I've gotten into the dancing. Today's been a
You've
nightmare.
Gotten better at like calling out with the dances before
they even tell you. That is awesome.
It's impressive.
And like I said, this.
Well, people don't know. You are a really good dancer. I know.
While drunk.
Well. The reason why you're really good is when you have some alcohol and you relax more and you dance. So you have rhythm.
I just need to be an alcoholic.
We don't condone alcoholism.
I enjoy doing this podcast, except for today. This has been a nightmare.
He's ready to kill me a couple times.
There's something wrong with my computer and it keeps stopping and I don't know what it is, but it's life and it's just technology. But I'll just say, as far as when they announced it, it was between James and, like I said, Calvin. He's like you kind of rooted for him too,
right?
Because any other season he might have won because of just how he was
going
at the end.
Right.
I was kind of rooting for James and Sharna because Sharna's never won. Val's won before, right?
Yeah, he won with Rumor.
Rumor.
Willis.
But it's hard to go. It's hard to go against Lori and Val because they were
that good.
They were that good all season.
Right, but I'm happy because I'm a Val fan. I mean, I'm with Heather on that. We, you know, her and I were like little school kids. We went to see the show that Max and Val did this summer.
I mean, they both had great.
Yeah.
The final three, like we said, and like Sarah said, she put it into words, those three had such great chemistry together.
Right.
Yep.
They just were in sync most of the season.
Right.
And it just was sad to see. I just was like, I kind of wanted James to win. So anyway, my mic keeps going out. I apologize. And
that's okay. We got this. We're almost done here, people. We got this.
Okay, anyway, so that's our thoughts. We'll be back next year. Maybe
we'll be started again in March. And
we are going to do my idea.
We'll do your idea.
You'll do your idea.
So the idea is, people, listen very carefully.
We're listening.
Think of after the full, you have to do the full 23 seasons, who would you have as your all-star cast? Thinking about it to the point where if you had all the winners,
yeah,
the last 15 seasons and put them together, and who would win that? Like all the top winners. So that'd be interesting.
Because you were saying have all the winners back, that would be hard to get because people are going to have to want to do that. So I think I better stop because my mic's not working anymore. Anyway.
Well, take my idea.
It's a fantastic idea. I like it. But again, if you're an Amazon shopper, you go to jandjack.com, bookmark Amazon. That would help us out. Become a patron. We have tons of shows. I'm stealing Cindy's mic. We have the Dancing with the Stars, the Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, Broadcast, Married Man, Westworld. If you haven't watched Westworld, if you're a Lost fan out there, this is the closest thing we've had to a TV show about Lost since Lost was on. It's a fantastic show, and we do a podcast with that. The Game of Thrones, Survivor, and much, much more. You can go to jandjack.com. There's a list of all the podcasts we do. This time I'd like to thank four special patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glatfelter, Good Golly Miss Molly, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. And again, I apologize if the sound is bad because it's just been a nightmare. But we did it. We pulled through it. I'm going to mess doing Dancing with the Stars until March, until we pick our 15 who we think should be the all-star team.
Yep.
All-star dancers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I'd definitely like to see Calvin in there again. Actually, the top three I'd like to see again.
Agreed. I agree with that.
But anyway, I'm sure logistics and getting that to work, because it's probably racing season. But anyway, that's all we got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye.